Welcome to the Children's and Young Adult Novels Book Club, SYAN Book Club for short, where we talk about the latest children's and young adult novels out there to tell you if they're worth reading or not. I'm your host, Zach Whiting, and today we're looking at an exciting underwater sci-fi adventure called Dark Life, written by Kat Falls. Now, you're probably wondering, what is Dark Life? Well, it's blurb time. Blurb time, of course, is when we read the little blurb that the bookseller or the publisher has put out to describe the book, and here is the blurb for Dark Life. The oceans rose, swallowing the lowlands. Earthquakes shattered the continents, toppling entire regions into the rising water. Now, humans live packed into stack cities. The only ones with any space of their own are those who live on the ocean floor, the Dark Life. Ty has spent his whole life living deep undersea. When outlaws attack his homestead, he finds himself in a fight to save the only home he has ever known. Joined by Gemma, a girl from Topside, Ty ventures into the frontier's rough underworld and discovers some dark secrets to Dark Life. Secrets that threaten to destroy everything. Let's dive right in and take a look at some of these themes and see what the themes have to say about this book and whether or not it is worth reading. Well, the primary theme of this book I have phrased as confidence in the face of prejudice. The people that live on the surface, known as topsiders, they look down on the people who live under the sea, who are known as Dark Life. The people who live under the water are seen as unnatural and almost dangerous, and all the various unique characteristics that come with their lifestyle only make things worse and make them more complicated. One thing, for instance, is visually, their skin actually glows because their diet of bioluminescent fish somehow affects their body chemistry. But there are even other rumors that are spreading throughout the topside that there are dark gifts that children born under the water have obtained. These are unnatural abilities that, in the topsider's mind, are scary. Ty was the first child ever born at the bottom of the ocean, and he has experienced his whole life firsthand this prejudice of people looking down at him or being skeptical of him because of the way he looks and potentially what they think he might have. They view these dark gifts almost as diseases or as problems. But as the story unfolds, Ty really has to answer this question. Should he hide who he really is because of what other people might think, or should he embrace the things that make him different? Another theme that comes up in the book, to quote our old friend Sebastian from Little Mermaid, is the seaweed is always greener in somebody else's lake. So Gemma, who is this teenage girl that Ty meets, she's a topsider. Meanwhile, Ty and the rest of the children in the book are Dark Life. They live in these totally different environments, and the dynamic between the two groups is really interesting. In little and also not so little ways, throughout the book, we see how it's easy to think that somebody else has things better than us, when in reality, their situation and our situation both have goods and bads. And looking at somebody else's life and thinking they have it better is, more often than not, completely incorrect. Other themes that come up in the book are the power of community. Ty and everybody else who lives in the benthic territory look out for and care for each other. And there's a serious power behind that kind of communal love and care. Also, justice is dealt with in multiple different ways. And the importance of honesty. And how even hiding the truth can be a form of dishonesty. And various characters deal with that theme in various different ways. So what did I like about this book? Well, the first thing that I really liked about this world is how the author crafted it to be sort of like a Western set at the bottom of the ocean. There are outlaws and prospectors, there are settlements and homesteads, and there's this sense that, you know, it's almost like a small town where everybody knows each other, and it's got this very interesting dynamic. As someone who grew up watching Westerns with my dad, this book really paid homage to those great stories in multiple ways. I also really love the relationship that Ty has with his parents. Ty, again, is our main character. He's 15, and in this Wild West-style story, 15 is approaching adulthood. He's getting to the point where he is looking forward to having his own settlement. He's gaining independence and making choices for himself. And yet, he obeys his parents, and he trusts them when they make decisions, and he's always seeking them out first when he's faced with difficulty. And on the other side of that relationship, his parents lead by example. They never ask him to do things that they wouldn't do themselves, and their instructions are always rooted in this desire to keep him safe. It just goes to show you how powerful it is to have a family that cares for each other and trusts each other. And the way that they show that in this book, I think, is very, very beautiful. There's so much more that I could say about this book that I liked, but one last thing that I really liked was the creative and the surprising plot twists. There were multiple of them, and for a middle grade, sort of into early high school sci-fi novel, this book has some crazy reveals. I'm not going to talk about any of those here, of course. This is spoiler-free, but if you want to hear more about those, check out part two. All right, what about things I think you should be aware of before reading this book for yourself or sharing it with other people in your life? Honestly, there's very little, if anything, that I didn't like about this book or things that I think you should be aware of when recommending this to somebody else in your life. There's no excessive violence, there's no sexual content, and there's only one curse word, and it's near the end of the book. And the character who uses the word is a character you're not really supposed to like. You're not supposed to look up to them. Now, it's still there, so it is present, and I want you to be aware of that. But overall, this book doesn't have a lot going against it. So, how am I going to rate Dark Life? Well, let's remember our scale. It goes from red to orange to yellow to green and finally to cyan. Red is the worst rating we can give, and cyan is the very best rating we can give. I think that Dark Life is a green book on the cyan scale. It's creative, it's well-written, and it's full of great characters and themes. Again, there's a fantastic story in this book, and it has incredible plot twists. The only thing keeping it from being a cyan book really is that one curse word. Now, for you, that might mean that Dark Life is part of the best of the best. Maybe on your rating, if you were to give it your personal backing, you'd say, hey, that's a cyan book. But for me, it's a green book. It's a wonderful story that I think truly deserves a place on your bookshelf. Well, that brings us to the end of our spoiler-free review of Dark Life. If you want to know more, check out part two of this review, where I sit down with my friend Becca, and we dive deep into the characters, the themes, and those incredible plot twists I've been talking about. You can hear more about all of that in part two. And again, that's for you if you just want to get more information about the book, or if you want to read the book and come back later to experience a real book club feeling. That part two is for you, and it's waiting. If you want to know more about the podcast, or maybe catch up on episodes that you haven't been able to see on the platform that you use, you can always find the podcast on our hosting platform, Buzzsprout. If you search Cyan Book Club in any internet browser, it should be the first thing to pop up in the suggestions. And if you have any book suggestions, you can find the link for those in the description below this episode. I would love to hear your suggestions and potentially share your books with the rest of our book club. Thanks again for listening. If you liked this episode, make sure to follow the podcast so you don't miss any future episodes. And consider leaving a review. A review is one of the best ways that you can support and show everybody else out there that this book club is worth listening to. That's all for today. I'll talk to you in the next episode.